From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In his first statement since an Iraqi offensive to recapture Mosul was launched 2 weeks ago, a voice claiming to be that of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi called on the city's IS defenders to resist the advance, calling it a prelude to victory. The audio message urged IS jihadists to go with God's blessing, for the war is your war. Turn the nights of the unbelievers into days, wreak havoc on their homes, make their blood flow as rivers. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales sees the statement as a way to bolster jihadist morale.
I think he probably has to come up with something. As you say, he's been very quiet. So I think there's a need for al-Baghdadi to start to remind his followers that they have this massive battle ahead of them.
Iraqi special forces Wednesday consolidated gains of Tuesday after entering eastern neighborhoods of Mosul. Hundreds of civilians were seen sub-waving white flags, leaving neighborhoods with one relief agency warning more than 1 million people in the city are in grave danger. A new report has called for an investigation into possible criminal activity in South African President Jacob Zuma's government. The more than 300-page document by a state watchdog agency came as thousands of South Africans gathered outside government buildings in Johannesburg, chanting, "Zuma must go." The report recommends a commission of inquiry be formed to look into allegations of influence peddling by a wealthy Indian family, the Guptas, who have had a close relationship with Mr. Zuma and stand accused of meddling in state affairs for financial gain. Mr. Zuma has already been criticized for using some $20 million in public funds for upgrades to his private rural home. He apologized and agreed to pay a part of that money. This is VOA News.